Alrighty, y'all, you are back with the KGNC Agribusiness News Hour. I'm your host, Shannon Gray. And as promised yesterday, I have more from my interview with Mr. Richard Fordyce. He is the administrator of the FSA. He spoke with us yesterday about that deadline for the general CRP signup. So make sure you talk to your local FSA office about that. But this morning, we're going to be talking about MFP payments. Richard, obviously, the FSA helps farmers and ranchers in any way they can. You've been kind of in on the ground floor when it comes to these payments. What have you heard in regard to that potential third round of payments?
So there's been a lot of conversation about the third and final payment of MFP2, and you know, a lot in the news about phase one of a deal with China that's going to hopefully generate lots of sales to China. And then the signing of USMCA as an improvement to agricultural exports. And so, you know, folks were wondering, well, you know, if we've gotten these agreements and you know, we're partially on our way to China, the USMCA agreement's been signed, you know, what will happen with the third tranche? And the president, I think, was, had said that, you know, the damage has been done for this year and that we need to make good on that third and final payment. You know, I think, you know, the arrow is pointing up as it relates to agriculture, but I think the president's fulfilling his promise to make that final payment. The secretary certainly was in favor of doing that. And so we're going to go ahead and make that third payment. I think the secretary announced it today. And so what we start the payment process. And so, you know, I would think by the end of the week, certainly by the beginning of next week, producers that had signed up for MFP will be seeing that third and final payment under MFP.
Yeah, as you mentioned there, we finally got all that movement that we had been waiting for so long on those trade deals. But looking at those prior MFP payments, have you heard, is that something that farmers have been grateful for in the end? Is that something that they felt really helped them out?
Oh, I think absolutely. Really across the country, and multiple crops, multiple commodities, I've heard, just extremely positive stories about how that's made a difference. It's really, you know, those are meaningful dollars at a meaningful time. That really helped, really helped put some dollars into the operation, really helped with paying some bills and actually securing credit for next year. And so I think that, we could get into a long philosophical conversation about trade and all that, but, you know, the president recognized that we need to do better when it comes to, with trade relationships and trade deals and was willing to kind of, wade into that. And certainly when you do that, it creates some disruption. But he also said he was going to have farmers' backs. And so the president, along with the secretary, came up with the idea of let's help farmers while we're trying to get and negotiate and get to a better place. And that's what's happened. And I think that's pretty powerful. That recognize a problem. Let's try to fix it. It's gonna cause some pain near term, but we can maybe help a little bit with making some of these payments to farmers while we're working on getting better trade deals. And I think we're getting there for sure. And I think it's a very positive story. And I've heard very positive returns from farmers about it.
Yeah, I was having a conversation with one of our listeners. Of course, this was on social media, so it wasn't face to face, but somebody who was not in the industry and hasn't really been around it just kept going on our Facebook page about, you know, farmers get subsidy payments and they don't need money. The government pays them enough. And that really kind of blew my mind that somebody even thought that, because that's not how it works at all. And I, as you said, it's powerful that in 2019, our president felt that he could help our farmers and ranchers. And I really think it's unprecedented. I mean, we've never seen anything like this before, ever.
No, you're exactly right. And I think, you know, I think we can do a better job in agriculture of educating folks that aren't in the industry. You know, agriculture is an incredibly complex industry. You know, there are complexities across sectors. There's complexity about how the sectors work together and sometimes don't work together. That we could probably do a better job talking about how those things work. But you're right. I think the ability for the president and the administration to recognize that we have to have better trade deals, we have to have better relationships with our trading partners, and the willingness, because you know these things get messy, and the willingness to really jump in there and do that, and then recognizing that it is causing pain and it is causing some issues within the ag sector, to be able to say we're going to help while we're working through this, I think, as you said, is unprecedented.
Yep, absolutely. All right. Well, thank you so much again for visiting with us, and we definitely appreciate your time. Y'all, that was FSA Administrator Richard Fordyce, and if you would like to hear my full interview with him again, make sure you visit our website, kgncnewsnow.com. For KGNC Agribusiness News, I'm Shannon Gray.